We present Kenneth Kent and Moultrie Kelso in The Ringer by Edgar Wallace, adapted for broadcasting by Hugh Stewart and Archie Campbell. The Ringer.
Yes, this is the Assistant Commissioner's room, Scotland Yard. Inspector Bliss speaking. Who do you want? Assistant Commissioner, he's not in.
Where is the Assistant Commissioner holding this inquiry, Bliss? It's not an administration job.
The Chief has the case in hand, but he's away ill, so Wolf is taking it for him. That's why I asked you to come up from Flanders Lane today, Wembley.
Oh.
After all, Deptford is your division, and Deptford is where Milton used to operate from.
Don't I know it? This is a pretty big thing, Bliss, if the Ringer is really back.
The Ringer. Why not call him Henry Arthur Milton and have done with it? Who is this man who wrote from Maidstone Prison, whom we're waiting to see?
Sam Hackett. He comes from Deptford.
Know him?
Of course. So do you. You got him a stretch for housebreaking once, remember?
Well, do you think Hackett knows anything about our friend Milton, alias the Ringer?
He says he'd recognize him.
Bosh. It's an old dame's trick. He'd say anything to make a sensation.
Well, Dr. Lerman
says... I don't want to know what any police surgeon says. That fellow's got a hell of a nerve. He's only been with us a few months, and yet he's wanted to teach me my job.
He's a damn clever fellow.
So he tells us. Suppose Hackett says he knows the Ringer. Who else can identify him?
You, for one.
Me? I never saw the swine. He had his back to me the day I went to pinch him. I just laid my hands on him, went... There I was on the ground with 4 inches of good knife in me. Who's seen him?
Maurice Meister.
Meister? Is it true he's back in Deptford?
Uh-huh.
Oh, but he never saw him plainly in his life. Too full of dope, for one thing. Ah, the Ringer's clever. I hand it to him. Yes, this speaking. Yes, sir. Right. He's on his way up. Keep him till you come. Right, Colonel. Colonel Walford. Sending Hackett up.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds like him now.
Hello, Sam.
Hello, Mr. Wembley. You're looking bright and healthy. How's tricks?
Why did you try to escape, you fool? You'd have been out before this.
A man's a fool to go to stir, but he ain't no fool trying to get away, believe me.
You remember Mr. Bliss?
Bliss? Yeah, you've changed a bit, ain't you? Grown a beard since I saw you last.
You shut your ugly mouth.
That's more like you. Always a little gentleman.
No, Hackett, remember where you are. Ah, here's Colonel Walford.
That's all right, mate.
This is the man, sir.
Good morning, sir. Nice pitch you've got here. All made out of thieving and murder.
We had a letter from you, Hackett, when you were in prison. Where is it, Wembley?
Here it is, sir.
Dear sir, this comes hoping to find you well and all kind friends at Scotland Yard.
I didn't know Bliss was back.
There's a lot of talk about the Ringer down here. Him that was drowned.
Drowned?
What? Oh, yes. Him that was drowned in Australia. I can tell you a lot about him now that he has departed this life.
Rip.
What?
Rip. I'll put that, didn't I, sir?
Oh, R.I.P., yes, I see. As I once see him, though only for a second, and I know where he lodged. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I lodged in the same house.
Oh, then you know what he looks like.
What he looked like? He's dead.
No, he isn't.
Not dead? Ringer alive? Come on in. Thank you very much.
Yeah, what do you know about him?
Nothing.
Ah.
Nosing on a dead man's one thing. Nosing on a live ringer's another. I know a bit about the Ringer. Not much, but a bit. And I'm not going to tell that bit. And why? Because I just come out of stir and Meister's given me a job down at his house in Deptford.
Never mind that, Hackett. If you can help us, we may be able to help you.
If I'm dead, can you help me get alive? I don't nose on the Ringer. He's a bit too hot for me. Sorry, gents. I'll come up here under a misapprehension. Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah, wait.
I'll let him go. Let him go.
He never saw the Ringer, sir.
I don't agree. His whole attitude shows he has. Is Meister here?
Yes, sir. He's in the waiting room.
Bring him in, Wembley.
Yes, sir.
Meister, the shady solicitor. I wonder Wembley hasn't caught that man. He's the biggest fence in London.
It's difficult. Meister was a big man once. I knew him in the old days, when every woman in London was running after him. He must have been worth a quarter of a million.
Yeah, that was the only reason they would run after him.
No, he had his fascinations. He's one of the best art critics in London, and plays the piano like a master.
What's he doing in Deptford?
I'm not sure. But I've got my ideas on the subject.
Mr. Meister, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Mr. Meister.
I was asked to call at 12 o'clock. It's now 12:49. I have a case to defend at the Greenwich Police Court. Heaven knows what will happen to the poor devil if I'm not there.
I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. Take a seat.
Thank you.
This is Inspector Bliss.
Oh, yes, sir. Your face is vaguely familiar, sir.
Now, Mr. Meister, I'm going to speak very frankly. You are a lawyer with a large clientele in Deptford.
I am, Colonel Walford.
You are famous both as a defender of hopeless cases and as a philanthropist.
Oh, mere humanity. I will not see the wives and the wretched children suffer through the fault of their parents.
Exactly. Now, Mr. Meister, I haven't brought you here to ask you about the money that you distribute or where it comes from. I'm not even going to suggest that somebody who has access to the prisoner in a professional capacity has learnt where the proceeds of the robbery are hidden and has acted as his agent.
Have you brought me here, an officer of the Royal Courts of Justice, to insult me, sir? To make the most outrageous suggestions against my probity, my honor? Really? I can hardly believe my ears.
Sometimes you do not support your clients with money. You take their relatives into your employment. When a convict has a pretty sister, for example, you find it convenient to employ her. You have a girl secretary now. Miss Linley?
I have.
Her brother went to prison for 7 years on information supplied to the police.
Really?
By you.
It's my duty. In whatever other respect I fail, my duty as a citizen is paramount.
She is a very pretty girl, isn't she?
Pretty? How should I know? I'm not a police officer.
2 years ago, she had a predecessor, a girl who was subsequently found drowned. You heard me?
Yes, I heard you. It was a tragedy. I've never been so shocked in my life, never. I don't like even to think about it.
The girl's name was Gwenda Milton.
It was.
The sister of Henry Arthur Milton, otherwise known as the Ringer. The most brilliant criminal we have on our records. And the most dangerous.
And never caught, Colonel. Never caught. And all the clever policemen in England and all the clever policemen in Australia have never caught him.
That is beside the point. The Ringer left his sister in your care. He trusted you with his sister. Why did she end her life?
How should I know?
And yet you made all the arrangements for her at the nursing home.
That's a lie.
That didn't come out at the inquest. Nobody knows but Scotland Yard and Henry Arthur Milton.
That's a deliberate lie. Besides, he's dead. He died in Australia. It was in the newspapers.
The Ringer is alive. He's here.
Oh, nonsense. You're trying to scare me. You will have your little joke, Colonel.
I tell you, he's here. I sent for you to warn you.
Indeed. Why warn me?
As I said, he had a sister.
Well, what of it?
And he had a friend who betrayed him.
His sister was merely a client of mine. As for Arthur Milton, I never saw him in my life. I don't even know what he looks like. I know the girl he used to run around with, an American girl. She was crazy about him. Where is she? Where she is, he is.
She's in London. In this very building at this very moment.
Well, if you know he's in London, why don't you take him? The man's a madman. What are you for? Surely to protect people. Can't you get into touch with him? Can't you tell him that I know nothing about his damn sister? That I looked after and was like a father to her? The Ringer. Really. Somebody's been fooling you. Don't you think I should have heard? Not a bird moves in Deptford, but I know it.
Well, Meister, I've warned you. From now on, your house will be under observation. You'll arrange that, Wembley?
Yes, sir.
Have bars put on your downstairs windows, Meister. Don't admit anybody after dark. And never leave the house by night, except with a police escort. Oh, and this, I think Mr. Meister may need a little extra care taken of him. I put him in your charge. Watch over him like a father.
Very good, sir.
Well, I think that's all, Mr. Meister. Good morning.
Good morning, Colonel.
Open the window, Emery, and let in some fresh air.
Right, sir. Is Mrs. Milton up now, sir?
Not just yet. Is Dr. Lomond here?
Yes, sir. He's been waiting some time. I'll fetch him.
Lomond.
You don't like Dr. Lomond, Bliss?
I don't like amateurs, sir.
Amateur or professional. Will he help us pull in the Ringer? I have a feeling that he will.
Good morning, Colonel.
Come in, Doctor. I want you to come in and have a chat.
Mm-hmm. About a woman, eh?
How the devil did you guess that?
I didn't guess. I knew. And what would you have me do for the lady?
I want you to find out something about her husband.
Oh, but would she know? Do wives know anything about their husbands?
I'm not so sure that he is her husband.
Oh, then she would know. At any rate, if he was somebody else's husband. Who is she?
What's her real name, Winry?
She was born Cora Ann Barfitzer.
Cora Ann? That's a coincidence.
Why?
Oh, just I was hearing a lot about a Cora Ann a few months ago.
That's not surprising.
This girl is now the wife of a particularly dangerous criminal, Henry Arthur Milton, more commonly known as the Ringer.
The Ringer? What on earth does that mean?
Why, he's a man who rings the changes.
Oh.
But in Milton's case, he rings the changes on himself. A disguise, you see.
Aye.
In Deptford, they swear he can change the colour of his eyes.
Isn't that just the kind of thing they would say in Deptford? what do you like? Can I see his photograph?
No, I'll come to that in a minute. Here's his record.
Well, if you don't mind me, sir, I've got some real work to do.
No, but I shall want to see you later, Liz.
Doctor, here's a job after your own heart. A man with your wisdom ought to catch the Ringer in a week.
You know, sometimes I think it's folly to be wise, Mr. Bliss.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when ignorance is bliss.
Huh!
Now, the history of this man is a most peculiar one and will interest you as a psychologist. In the first place, he has never been in our hands. The man is an assassin, but so far as we know, he has never gained a penny by any of the murders of which we suspect him. He was never photographed. We have only one drawing of him, made by a steward on a boat plying between Seattle and Vancouver. It was on this boat that Milton was married.
Oh, he's married, is he?
Yes. There was a girl on the ship, a fugitive from American justice. She must have confided in Milton, for he persuaded the captain to marry them. It was a foolish, quixotic thing to do, but it enabled her to cheat the law.
And he's really a terror, is he?
On the face of it, yes. He left his sister in Meister's charge when he had to fly the country.
Meister? Oh, yes. Oh, you mean our Deptford Lothario, eh?
Yes. He did not know then that Meister was giving us information about his movements.
But he knows now, hmm?
Yes, he knows. Mm-hmm. He was in Australia 8 months ago. Our information is that he is now in England. And if he is, he has come back with only one object, to settle with Meister in his own peculiar way.
I see. Now, what about that picture of him?
Oh, there it is.
Eh? Oh, you're joking. I know this man.
What?
Yes. I know his funny little beard, emaciated face, and nice eyes. You know, he's not unlike Friend Bliss, except for the eyes there. Hey, I met this fellow in Portside about 3 months ago.
Oh?
Yes. I was staying at one of the hotels when I heard that there was a poor European who was very sick in some filthy caravansary of a native quarter, so naturally I went over and saw him. It was this same chap. He'd come ashore from an Australian ship.
Why, that's our man, sir.
Did he recover?
I don't know. He was delirious when I saw him. That's where I heard the names Cora Ann.
Mm-hmm.
Would he be the Ringer? Oh, it's hardly possible.
It almost seems like it. Now, you may be useful, Doctor. If there's one person who knows where the Ringer is to be found, it is Mrs. Milton.
Cora Ann, yes?
Doctor, I want you to try your hand on this woman. Bring her up and bring her.
All right, sir.
Now, how are the ascertainable facts about her movements? She returned to this country on a British passport 3 weeks ago.
Oh, thanks. If my Egyptian friend is the Ringer, I know quite a lot about this woman.
Uh-huh.
He was rather talkative in his delirium, I remember. Yes, let me think. Cora Ann. Cora... I've got it. Orchids.
Good morning, Mrs. Milton. Sit down, won't you?
Thank you. I will.
I asked you to come because I rather wanted my friend Dr. Lohman here to have a little talk with you.
Oh, why isn't that nice? I'm just crazy to talk to somebody.
Yeah. You haven't seen much of London lately, Mrs. Milton. You've been abroad, I gather.
Uh-huh. I certainly have. All abroad.
And how did you leave your husband?
My husband? Why, surely you know, Doctor. I thought everybody read in the newspapers. Poor Arthur was drowned in Sydney Harbour.
Oh, I'm sorry. And when did you see him last?
2 or 3 years ago.
No, Cora Ann.
Listen, I got a handle to my name, Doctor.
May I turn it and find out what tune you play? Yes, I believe you saw your husband in Sydney.
Well, what's the good of asking me, if you know?
I see from these notes that you were in Sydney 3 months after he reached there. You registered at the Harbour Hotel as a Mrs. Jackson, and whilst you were there, you were in communication with your husband.
Oh, isn't that clever? Just like a real little sloop. I never saw him, I tell you.
No? He telephoned. You asked him to meet you. Or didn't you? You don't want to tell me, eh? He was scared that you might lead the police to him.
Scared? Where did you get that word? Nothing would scare Arthur Milton. Anyway, he's dead.
Well, let's bring him to life, shall we? Come up, Henry Arthur Milton, who left Melbourne on the steamship Themistocles on the anniversary of his wedding and left with another woman.
That's a damned lie. There never was another woman. Listen, you put a raw one over there. Oh, I guess I'm a fool to get sore at you. I don't know anything, that's all.
Oh, you know Deptford, Mrs. Milton?
Oh, sure I do. Deptford's a kind of hometown to me. Next to an ash pit, I don't know any place I'd hate worse to be found dead in. But I was married there by a real reverend gentleman.
Married in Deptford?
Okay.
Yeah? Uh-huh. Liars and married men have very short memories. He forgot to send you your favorite orchid.
What do you mean?
He always sent you orchids on the anniversary of your wedding, even when he was hiding in Australia. But this year, he didn't. I suppose he forgot. Or maybe he had other uses for orchids.
You think so? That's the kind of thought a man like you would have. Arthur thought of nobody but me. Why, once when he was in Melbourne, he risked everything just to see me. I must have met him on Collins Street, but didn't know him. He took the chance of the gallows just to stand there and see me pass.
So he was in Melbourne when you were there. But he didn't send you orchids.
Orchids? What did I want with orchids? I knew when they didn't come that...
That he had left Australia. And that's why you came away in such a hurry. I'm beginning to believe that you're in love with your husband.
Was I? I kind of like him.
Aye, but love is blind. You met him and didn't recognize him.
And do you think you'd know him if you saw him, Dr. Smarty?
You want us to believe that he was so well disguised that he could venture abroad in Collins Street in daylight. Oh, no, Cora, it won't do. It won't do, Lassie.
Collins Street. He'd walk on Regent Street in daylight or moonlight. Oh, there, if he felt that way, he'd come right here to Scotland Yard, into the lion's den, and never turn a hair. You laugh, laugh, go on, laugh. But he'd do it. He'd do it.
He must be a very brave man, your husband.
No!
What the devil's the matter?
What is it?
What's the matter? What scared you, Lassie? She'll tell us everything in a minute, Colonel.
Will I? Give me a glass of water, please.
She's frightened of something.
Maybe I was responsible. Give me that glass, Wembley. Come on, drink this, Lassie. I'm sorry it isn't whiskey. Nothing like a dram to bully around, eh? That's this thing. Feeling better now?
Yeah. I'm fine. I'm kind of nervous today. Anything makes me jump.
Mrs. Milton, why were you so distressed? Did you see something?
Well, I'll tell you. There's this picture of Arthur on the table. I just caught a glimpse of it as the doctor was passing it over, and it gave me a shock.
Yes.
You see, I kind of liked Arthur.
Wimry, get Mrs. Milton a taxi.
Right, sir.
Well, there's nothing to be afraid of, Mrs. Milton. You're at Scotland Yard.
Aren't you the perfect gentleman? Roast a girl's soul out of her, and then send her home in a taxi when she's got a car of her own. And say, don't be so darn sure there's nothing to be afraid of at Scotland Yard.
Exquisite.
isn't it, Sarah? The poetry of great music. The rhythm of moving hands. Perfect.
You've got a nice touch, I admit. It's them tunes what gives me the willies.
Oh, Sam, sir. I fear you're a philistine. Fetch me another decanter of whiskey. I feel in need of stimulation this evening.
You've had one over a dozen already. Why don't you try and get a bit of shut-eye? You were up half the night. And you know, you ain't well. You ought to see a doctor.
Get out.
Don't talk to me like that. I ain't accustomed to it.
Do what I say and get out.
Okay, but I warn you, I'm leaving this house tonight.
Get out!
I'm leaving tonight. And the next time I'm pinched, I'm going to get another lawyer, see?
The next time you're pinched, my friend, you'll get 7 years.
That's why I'm going to change me lawyer. Now, why don't you kip down on that sofa in the next room? It'll do you good.
I can't sleep, Sam. I can't sleep.
Trouble with you. You've been thinking too much about the ringer.
Huh? What's that you say?
Keep your ear on. You didn't ought to worry so much. Ain't you got them bars fixed on the windows, like the yard said? And ain't there a whole bunch of coppers keeping their eye on you? Why, that Inspector Bliss has been hanging about the place as if he was your long-lost brother. No one can't get in here. Now go and have a nap next door, like I said, and don't worry.
Oh, perhaps you're right, Sam. A rest will do me good.
I knows I'm right. Tell you what, I'll bring your poison in there if that's what you want.
Well, I'll be quick about it. I don't like to be kept waiting. Oh, and Sam. Sam, when she comes back, you can tell Miss Lenner that I want to see her.
Blimey, what with these jim jams and that piano, and all this talk about the ringer, and them dicks nosing around, this place there gives me the creeps. I'm getting out. That's what I'm doing. Wouldn't stay in this house another night, not for £1,000,000.
It seems a fearful lot of money, but a very doubtful service.
Johnny! Johnny Lenley, by all that's holy. How did you get in?
Through the front door. It's open.
Hey?
Oh, it's all right. I've closed it now.
Lord, love a duck. I never expected to see you, Johnny.
Not so much of the Johnny. Give me a match.
I couldn't believe my eyes. Do you know who's working here?
No. Who?
Oh, you don't know. I will tell you.
Is Mr. Meister about?
He's sleeping in the next room. He's ill. Have a spot of whiskey. There's a drop left in this bottle. When'd you come out?
Yesterday morning. What are you doing here anyway? Are you a friend of Meister's?
A friend? Are that kind of bloke? Why, when Meister goes past the zoo, all the snakes get up and touch their hats to him. A friend? I'd certainly be a friend of a copper.
Good morning, Sam. Mr. Meister not here?
Hello, Mary.
Johnny. Johnny! Oh, Johnny, why didn't you tell me you were coming back? Oh, this is a wonderful surprise. Why, I only wrote to you this morning. I didn't...
All right, dear, all right. But what on earth are you doing here in Meister's house?
I'm working for Morris, darling.
Working for him?
As his secretary. I've been here nearly a year. Oh, it's wonderful to see you, Johnny. Let me look at you. You poor boy, have you had a bad time?
Oh, not so bad. But why did you take this job? I left money with Morris, enough to keep you going till I came out.
Well, it came to an end. And then he gave me this work. He said it would occupy my mind.
I see.
You're not angry with me, are you, Johnny?
No, no, dear.
Oh, John, you've finished with all these dreadful things, haven't you? We're going somewhere out of London to live.
On what, dear?
I've spoken to Morris about it, and he said he'd help you to go straight.
Did he? Look here, Mary. Are you in love with this Morris or something?
Sam! Where's that whiskey?
Lummy, I'd clean forgotten his nibs.
Sam! Don't you hear me? What the blazes are you... Johnny! Johnny! I can't believe it.
You're seeing me, all right. About 3 years too soon, eh?
My dear fellow, this is really amazing. Mary, why didn't you tell me? Have a drink.
No, thanks.
Amazing. Amazing.
I have something to say to you, Morris. Mary, make yourself scarce for a moment, will you? You too, Hackett.
What, me?
Darling, I want you to promise me something. Will you go to the police and tell them where the property is hidden so that this business is wiped clean and we can really make a new start?
I'll talk to you about that later, dear. I want to see Morris first. Now, run along.
Well, Lenley, how did you get your ticket?
Mind about that. Why did you stop Mary's allowance?
Because, my dear boy, I can't afford to be charitable. It was your defense, for one thing.
I know what that cost. Why did you stop the allowance?
I was worried about her. A girl living alone, no work to do.
I thought it would be better to give her some employment, keep her mind occupied. Oh, you understand. I've always taken a fatherly interest in Mary.
Listen, Morris, if there's been any monkey business as there was with Gwenda Milton, I'll take that 9 o'clock walk for you.
Huh?
From the cell to the gallows.
You'll take the 9 o'clock walk, will you? What a very picturesque way of putting things. But you won't walk for me. I shall read the account in bed. I always read those accounts in bed. They soothe me. Now go to the cinema, Johnny. Listen to this. A condemned man spent a restless night and scarcely touched his breakfast. He walked with a firm step to the scaffold and made no statement. A vulgar end to a life that began with so much promise. Yes, hangmen look very ugly.
I've told you, Morris, any monkey business and I'll get you, even before the ringer.
Is there a woman in the world who can exalt the heart and soul of a man as this? Is there a woman worth one divine harmony of the master?
Was Gwenda Milton?
To hell with Gwenda Milton and Gwenda Milton's brother, alive or dead! You think she's on my conscience? She's not.
Any more than you or any other whining fool soaked to the soul with self-pity. That's what's the matter with you, my boy. You're sorry for yourself. Now, what do you want?
I want some money, for one thing. What did you give me for this emerald?
Yeah. Where did you get this?
I collected it on my way here from a friend of mine. That's all I had for my 4 years. The man who was working for me got away with the rest.
Well, that was lucky for him, wasn't it? Very lucky. Or it would have been if he had got away with it.
What do you mean?
Well, you know the empty house in Camden Crescent?
Yes.
He planted the stuff behind the cistern on the roof. And it's still there.
What rotten trick are you up to now? Let it stay where it is.
Aren't you rather a fool? There's £8,000 worth of good stuff behind the tank. Yours for the taking. After all, my poor boy, you paid for it. On the moor.
I paid for it, all right.
That house in Camden Crescent is still mine. Number 57. I can give you the key. Get the stuff tonight.
I'll think about it. But if you're trying to put me away to double-cross me, why...
Double-cross? Oh, where do you pick up these revolting expressions? I suppose you're thinking of taking Mary away now. Afraid of my peculiar fascination.
I'd hate to hang for you, Morris.
Much better the ringer hang, don't you think? The ringer, yes. I'm not afraid of any man on God's...
Hello, am I butting in on a conversation? Your man Hackett told me I should find you here, Mr. Meister.
Oh, come in, Dr. Lemon, come in. This is a friend of mine, Mr. Lemley.
Ah, I've just been having a wee chat with your sister. You've just come back from the country, have you?
I've just come out of prison, if that's what you mean. I'll see you again, Morris.
Anytime, Johnny, dear boy, anytime.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
And to what do I owe this unexpected visit, Dr. Lerman?
Well, your man telephoned the police station a while back asking for the divisional surgeon. He said that you were ill, but that he didn't know who your doctor was and he didn't want to ask you, so... Well, I thought I'd better come along myself in the circumstances.
Yeah, it was extremely thoughtful of you, Doctor.
It was, wasn't it? Now, tell me, what's the trouble? Been overdoing things lately, eh? That's it. Is that it?
Damn your impertinence. There's nothing the matter with me.
Oh, what's in a fuss, you son, man? I was speaking in a purely professional capacity. Now, tell me the simple.
Governor, there's a party to see you.
Who is it?
They told me not to give any name. This party said, just hang on from the ringer.
What?
Party from the ringer? Oh, show him up.
Doctor!
I know what I'm doing. Cut along, Sam.
Doctor, are you mad?
All
suppose...
All right, it's all right. Why, it's Cora Ann. Well, I'm damned.
Mrs. Arthur Milton.
Oh, gave you all one mean fright, huh? Why, Doctor, Fancy seeing you here.
Hello, bunch of trouble. You gave me heart disease for a moment.
Huh. Scared you too, huh?
Oh, yes.
I want to see you, Meister.
All right, my dear.
Alone.
Doctor, would you...
Surely. Yes, of course. I'll just wait outside in the hall.
Why, my dear Cora Ann, you're looking prettier than ever. And where is your dear husband?
I suppose you think that because you're alive, he's dead.
Oh, how clever of you. Did it take you long to think that out?
Now listen, that Scott sleuth will be coming back in a minute. I know something. Why don't you go away, out of the country? Go someplace where you can't be found. Take another name. You're a rich man. You can afford to give up this hole.
Oh, my dear child, don't you worry about me.
You? Say, if I could lift my finger to save you from hell, I wouldn't. Get out of the country. It's Arthur I want to save, not you. Get away. Give him a chance to forget that he wants to kill you.
Oh, how ingenious. He don't come back himself, and he sent you to England to get me on the run.
If you're killed, you'll be killed here. Right here in this room, where you've broke the heart of his sister. You fool.
Not such a fool, my dear, that I'd walk into a trap. Suppose this man is alive. In London, I'm safe. In the Argentine, he'd be waiting for me. And if I went to Australia, he'd be waiting for me. And if I stopped ashore at Cape... Oh, no. Cora Ann, you can't catch me.
How did we talk, Cora Ann?
Oh, now listen, Doctor. Only my best friends call me Cora Ann.
Well, I'm the best friend ever you had.
Ah, she doesn't know who her best friends are. I wish you'd persuade her.
I intend to do so. Shall I escort you to your car, Cora Ann?
Yes, I must go. Goodbye, Meister. I still think you're a fool.
Oh, goodbye. Goodbye, Doctor.
Goodbye.
Morris.
Yes, dear?
Morris, you realize that I can't stay here now that Johnny's back.
Nonsense, my dear.
He's terribly suspicious.
Suspicious? I wish he had something to be suspicious about.
You know I can't stay.
Don't be a silly. Anyone would think I was a leper or something. Nonsense.
But Johnny would never forgive me.
Oh, Johnny. You can't have your life governed directed by Johnny. It looks like being in prison half his life.
Morris.
Let us see things as they are, my dear. There's no sense in deceiving oneself. Johnny is really rather a naughty boy. I've tried to hide things from you, but it's, well, extremely difficult.
Hide things from me? What do you mean?
Well, what do you think the young fool did just before he was caught? He put my name to a check for £400.
Forgery?
Well, it's the use of calling it names. I've got the check here in my pocket.
Oh.
Mary, I want to talk to you about Johnny. I can't now, with people walking in and out all the time and these damn policemen hanging around. Come up to supper with me tonight.
You know, I can't. I'd be seen.
Not if you come by the river stairway. These old waterside houses have certain advantages. This panel, for instance, you know how it works. You kept the woodwork like this. The latch clicks so. The buzzer bell rings. And the panel slides open like this. Ingenious, eh? Come at 11, my dear.
All right, Morris.
And if you want a chaperone, bring the rigger.
What's that?
Yes, who is it?
Detective Inspector Bliss of Scotland Yard.
Oh, come in, Bliss.
Everything all right here, Mr. Meister?
Yes, quite all right. You know Miss Lenley?
How do you do?
How do you do?
Has your brother been here, Miss Lenley?
Yes. Is there anything wrong?
No. I just wanted to know.
Are you quite sure?
Quite sure.
Oh. Goodbye, Morris.
Shall I see you later?
Perhaps.
What are you doing here, Mr. Bliss?
Looking after you like a father, Mr. Meister. But I'm off again now.
I shan't be away for long if you need me. So long.
Good night, Inspector.
Good night.
Yes. Yes. Is that Flanders Lane Police Station? Oh, is that you, Sergeant Carter? This is Mr. Meister. Yes, Morris Meister. Will you give this message to Inspector Wembrey? Ask him to have a man on the roof of 57 Camden Crescent tonight. And if he wants any other information, he can ring me up. Right. Good night. That takes care of Master Lenley.
Stand this anymore.
Sam! Sam! Where are you? Sam!
He's geared up, Lemon. That's what he's done. He's left me alone. I can't be alone in this house.
Please.
Like this. Windows.
Rattle.
Hands. Leaving the panels of the door.
Keep crossing the floor overhead. Go away. Go away! You devil!
I'm not afraid of you. Oh, why doesn't someone come? If only Mary or someone would come.
Yes. When, then? I'll send for him.
They can't leave me alone like this. Is that Flanders Lane Police Station?
Flanders Lane Police Station, yes. Carter speaking. Right. Right, Mr. Meister. Yes, I see. I'll ask him. Hold the line, please. It's Meister again, Inspector. He's getting rattled. Says he's alone in the house and wants us to send someone around immediately.
Huh? Oh, tell him I'll see to it.
Mr. Meister, Inspector says we'll attend to it right away. Yes, that's it. Good night, sir.
Did you get that, Lerman?
Aye. Getting nervy, is he, Sergeant?
Sound it, sir. There's a man on duty outside Meister's house, isn't there, Carter?
Yes, Inspector.
Get a message round to him to see what's up with our gentleman. Where's Bliss?
Oh, talk of the devil.
Good evening, Bliss.
Good evening. I want a gun, Sergeant.
I beg your pardon.
I want an automatic.
That's right, Sergeant. This Detective Inspector Bliss from Scotland Yard wants an automatic. What do you want it for, Bliss? Going ratting?
Yes. But you needn't be afraid, Wembrey. Thank you, Sergeant. What's it to do with you, anyway?
Quite a lot. This is my division.
Any reason why I shouldn't have it?
None. I should sign for it, sir.
Oh, yes, of course.
Good evening, Mr. Bliss.
Good evening, Professor. Caught the ringer yet?
Not yet, but... I dare say I can put my hand on him.
I think so. You've got a theory, eh?
A conviction. A very strong conviction.
You take a tip from me. Leave police work to policemen. Arthur Milson's a dangerous man. Seen his wife lately?
What are you getting at, Bliss?
Only that you seem to be seeing a lot of her these days.
What are you doing down here anyway, Bliss?
Your job.
Isn't he a peach? Bliss. Where the devil he got his name from, I'd like to know.
Oh, maybe it was his mother's.
Hello? Night watchman at Cleaver's reports that he's seen a man on the roof of Camden Crescent.
Oh? Oh, of course, Carter. Tell him it's a police officer.
All right, my boy. It's only one of our men.
Expecting a bugger, eh?
Yes. One of Meister's dirtiest tricks.
Hmm? What is it?
Somebody he wants out of the way. Somebody I can't warn.
A lady to see you, sir. Mrs. Milton.
What? Oh, show her in.
Good evening, Wimbury.
Good evening.
Hello, Doctor.
Why, Cora Ann.
Say, is there something wrong with your date book, Doctor?
Something far wrong with you. You're all of a dither, lassie.
I never wait longer than an hour for any man.
Good Lord. I was taking you to dinner, wasn't I?
Uh-huh. And I haven't had anything to eat since lunch.
Oh, you poor hungry mite. Could you not eat by yourself?
I prefer to take my meals under the eye of a medical man.
I see. You want to have me by you all the time, eh?
Uh-huh. Aren't you smart?
I'm not so sure that it will be safe.
Do you think I'll poison you?
You might poison my mind. Anyhow, I've got a job of work to do.
Work? I know the work. You're trying to hang Arthur Milton. That's your idea of work.
Were you very much in love with him?
I don't know.
Don't know? Oh, my dear young lady, you're old enough to know where your heart is.
It's in my mouth most times.
And is any man worth what you're suffering? Sooner or later, he'll be caught, you know.
If he's alive.
If he's alive. Shall I tell you something?
Oh, is it fit for me to hear?
Would it not be a good idea for you to go away and forget all about the ringer? Cut him out of your mind. Find another interest.
See here. I've put myself in hell. And I'm staying put.
Well, I've given you your chance. Here, where are you? Wait till lassie.
It's too late for dinner. I think I'll go and have supper and a music lesson at the same time. I've a friend who plays the piano very, very well.
Now, that sounds like a threat to me.
Doctor, I wish you wouldn't make love to the ringer's wife. I don't want two tragedies on my mind.
We picked up Lindley, sir. He's outside now.
Send him in.
The poor fool swallowed Meister's bait. Hook, line, and sinker, eh?
Ah, Bates. Bring him in here, please. Take the station card, will you?
Very good, sir.
Well, Bates.
Acting on information, I was on duty on the roof of 57 Camden Crescent. I saw this man come up through the attic trap door. I kept him under observation and saw him searching a cistern. I then arrested him.
What's the charge?
I charge him with being on enclosed premises for the purposes of committing a felony.
What's in the bag?
Nothing.
What have you to say, Lindley?
I went after the stuff I got my 7-4. I was told it was planted in a cistern, and I went to get it, and it wasn't there at all. Who was the snout? All right, you needn't tell me, because I know it was that devil Meister, the filthy double-crossing swine. I'll get him if I have to hang
That's
for
it. That's enough, Lindley. Take him down to the sales sergeant.
Yes, sir. Right, number 8 for you, next to that drunk.
I'll tell you, I'll get him yet. I wish to heaven I'd kill him when I had the chance.
Oh, don't be selfish, Lindley.
Come along quietly, son. That's a ticket.
Take care.
Come on.
Poor kid. Maybe he's safer where he is.
Is that 10:30 already, Carter?
Yes, sir. Fog any better, Mr. Wembury?
Yeah, still as thick as blazes. Any messages?
No, sir. But that drunk in number 7 has been giving a lot of trouble. I had to get Dr. Lohman to see him. He's with him now.
Anything wrong?
What cell did you put Lindley in?
Number 8 at the far end.
Well, the door's wide open. It's empty.
What's that?
How the devil could he got hold of the key? By heavens, Lohman, he'll be after Meister.
Aye, he will.
If ever I saw murder in a man's eyes, it was in his.
He's got away, all right. The door in the yard's open.
Hello, Scotland Yard? Give him the night, officer. Inspector Wembury speaking. Take this for all stations. Arrest and detain John Lindley, L-E-N-L-E-Y, who escaped tonight from Flanders Lane Police Station whilst under detention. Age 27, height 5 feet 10, dark, wearing a blue suit. He's a convict on license. Sort that out, will you? Thank you.
Warn all patrols, Carter.
Yes, sir.
And detail two of my men to search local coffee stalls and Lindy's home address.
Very good, sir.
Damnation. How the devil did he get away?
I have my own theory, and if you put Detective Inspector Blitz on the job, he'll stay away,
what too. It's you, Sam.
Evening, Mr. Wembley. See what they've done to me. Why don't you stop them hounding me down?
What's the trouble, officer?
I saw this man on Deptford Broadway and asked him what he had in his bag. He refused to open it.
Naturally.
And tried to run away.
Yeah, I want to tell you about that bag. To tell you the truth, I found it. It was lying against the wall and I said to myself...
Let me have a look at it.
Meister's cash box.
Oh, and a wad of notes. Bad luck, Hackett. Rank bad luck. All right, officer, search him.
Here, Mr. Wembley. Do you know what Meister gave me for 4 days' work? Half a knicker. That's sweating. I wouldn't go into that house. Haunted, I call it.
Hello? Yes, Sergeant Carter here. Yes?
Haunted. Not if you was to give me £1 million.
Haunted?
Yes. That's what I said, haunted.
What is it?
I was just coming away with the stuff when I felt a cold hand touch me. Cold. Clammy, like a dead man's hand.
It's Atkins, sir, the man at Meister's house. He says he can't make Meister hear. The door's locked.
Let me have a word with him.
It's Mr. Wembley speaking. You can't make him hear. I'm quite sure he's in the house. What? What's that? The ringer's been seen in Deptford tonight. I'll come along right away.
I don't know how much that cold hand is cold feet, Hackett, but you're coming along to Meister's house with me.
Me, but...
Yes, right on our way now.
Put out the lights. Meister! Meister! Meister!
Oh, he's asleep. Phew. Right, wake up.
He's all right. He ain't dead. He's dead drunk or doped.
What's the trouble, Inspector?
What? Oh, it's you, Doctor. Come here a minute.
Is he alive?
He is alive, all right. Doped, for the look of him. Well, Doctor?
He's drugged, all right. Drinking pretty heavily, too. He'll come around in a minute.
What's all this? Remarkably like supper for two. Champagne, eh?
He was expecting somebody, Wembley.
Yes.
A woman.
Why, don't men drink wine?
But they seldom eat liqueur chocolate. At least not really nice men.
It may have been for your friend, Mrs. Milton.
Cora Ann. Oh, Lord, no. She's not the kind of a girl who would sell her soul for liqueur chocolate. I wonder who it can be, though.
What are you doing over there, Lemon?
Oh, just admiring the panel, eh? Very fine. William and Mary, I fancy. Ah, that's interesting.
Oh, look, Governor, Master's waking.
What's time?
Just past 11.
11. 11? Is she here?
Is who here?
There is you now. A friend who was keeping me company.
A lady friend?
You've got it.
Tell him the ringer's here.
Meister, the ringer is here in Deptford.
Here? The ringer? I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Clear out! I've got a friend coming to see me.
With all of us here, his friend's going to have a damn fine chance of getting in.
The ringer's here. Here. That's good. That's the best I've heard for a long, long time. Gentlemen, you take wine with me. I give you a toast with musical honors to a beautiful ghost, the Gwenda Milton. Where's Mary? Where is she? I've got a friend coming.
Psst. Wembley.
That sound means somebody's trying to get into this room. I told you I had a friend coming.
Atkins, stand by, Atkins.
I've never done that.
Field, lock the door and give me the key. Don't you dare move, Hackett. Now, turn out those lights.
Ringers come for you.
That's for Gwenda.
Light on. Put on the lights. Stand by the door.
Put on those lights. Here. Who is that screaming?
Wembury!
What?
Look! Meister!
Knifed!
Murdered! But how?
By the woman who came into this room, said the one what screamed.
But was it a woman that screamed?
What the hell do you mean by that?
No woman had the strength to strike that blow.
Yes, sir.
There's much of the fence, all right.
Yes, I know. All right, Field. Wait outside. Right. What's the matter, Wembury boy, eh? You worried about something? Is it about
Miss Blenley?
Yes. I rang her up. And of course it was she who came into the room at that awkward moment.
Lomond, I'm going to take a risk and tell you something. And there's no reason why I shouldn't, because this blasted business has altered all the Ringer stuff. Yes, it was Mary Lendley.
So I supposed. But how did she get into the room?
She wouldn't tell me that. She's heartbroken. Poor kid.
Any news of young Lendley? That laugh we had.
That wasn't Lendley. There's no mystery about the laugh. One of the Flanders Lane people going home normally tight.
Ah, well, the Ringer's work's done. There's no danger to anybody else now.
There's always danger enough with that blighter's free. What was that?
Sounded somebody moving about the house, wasn't it?
Well, there's nobody in the house except the fellow outside. Phil!
Phil!
Yes, sir?
None of our people upstairs?
Not that I know of, sir.
Anybody there?
Just wait here. I'll go and see for myself.
Are you on duty in this house?
Yes, sir.
Not nervous, are you?
No, sir.
I suppose you know that a man was killed here tonight.
Oh, it doesn't worry me, sir. I only wish it had been committed at a public house. That's all I wish. It's a very dry job, isn't it?
All right, Field. You can go down now.
Right.
There's a window open upstairs. A cat must have got in.
I see.
You look scared. What's the matter, eh?
Yes, I feel rather scared.
Wembury, you saw something or somebody upstairs.
You're a thought reader, aren't you?
In a way, yes. At this moment, you are thinking of Inspector Bliss.
Huh? How did you know?
Sir, a man's been seen getting over the water.
Huh? How long ago?
2 or 3 minutes, sir.
Was that a cat?
You didn't see him?
No, sir, it happened when I was up here.
All right, Field, you can go.
Right, sir.
Oh, what do you make of that, eh?
Oh, nothing, just one of the reporters.
Oh.
They'd sit on the grave to get a story. Listen.
That's not a cat, Wembury.
Damn the cat. I don't know what it is, and I'm not going up to see. Oh, Doctor, I'm sick and tired of the whole case. Heartily sick of it.
So am I. I'm going home to my bed. Mm.
Have a drink before you go.
Don't mind if I do. Thanks.
You know, Doctor, I don't hate the Ringer as much as I should. And I'm damn glad he killed Meister.
There are no really bad men who are all bad. Except Meister, of course. Just as there are no really good men who are all good.
I want to tell you something, Lemon. I know the Ringer.
You know him? Really?
Yes, well.
Then, who is the Ringer?
Look out, what? The window!
You're the Ringer, Dr. Lomond.
Bliss! What the hell, Bliss?
Stand still, Lomond.
Yes, but you...
All right, Wembury. I'm in charge of this case. I want you, Henry Arthur Milton. Search him, Wembury, while I cover.
Might, sir.
Bliss, yeah. It doesn't suit you, man. No, not a bit, my friend. You're the fellow who said I knifed you when you tried to arrest me 3 years ago.
So you did.
That's a lie. I never carry a knife, and you know that.
I know that I've got you, Ringer. That's all I know. Came from Port Said, did you? Attended a sick man there. You thought your woman knew we suspected you when she was scared that day at Scotland Yard.
You flatter yourself, my dear fellow. My wife was scared, not because she even saw you, but because she recognized me.
In spite of that little facial operation you underwent in Sydney? Surprising what the loss of a beard and a fattening diet can do to a man's face, isn't it, Dr. Lomond?
Well, what about it?
Well, that Port Said story was good. You saw a sick man there, a dope who'd been lost to sight for years and sunk down to native level. He died and you took his name and papers, having already acquired a new face and a Scotch accent. Yes, and that's not all. You've got a cheek.
It was you who let Lenley out of the cell.
Guilty. Best thing I ever did.
Clever, I hand it to you. Got your job as a police sergeant by smooging a cabinet minister you met on the boat, didn't you?
Smooging is a very vulgar word. Flattering's better. Yes, I was lucky to get that post. Of course, I was 4 years a medical student in my youth. Edinburgh. I make you a present of that information, gentlemen, for your record.
Well, I've got you. Anyway, I charge you with the willful murder of Maurice Meister.
Let me go. Let me go. Bliss, you didn't leave the front door, Edmund, when you left him.
When I want your advice, I'll ask for it. But the...
Cora!
All right, Mrs. Milton, that'll do, that'll do.
I told you. Oh, Arthur.
Come on, did you hear what I said?
1 minute. Cora, you haven't forgotten, have you? You promised me something. You remember.
Yes, Arthur. I remember.
What's the idea? You keep off and don't interfere.
You want to take him and shut him away, like a wild animal behind bars, like a beast. And you think I'll let you do it? You think I'll stand right here and watch him slip into a living grave and not save him from it?
You can't save him from the gallows.
I can I? I'll show you that I can.
Oh, Cora. You little brute. Wembley, get that gun for us.
Got it. Blanks. Look out, Bliss, the ringer.
My God, he's gone. She's pulled us. After him, Wembley.
Hush.
Press the panel. The key's on the other side. Laugh, will you, my lady? By heaven, I'll give you something to laugh at. Send that cheese up, Wembley.
Clever, aren't you, Mr. Bliss?
But the ring is got to where he wants you. There's a car waiting for him outside and a plane 10 miles out. And he's not afraid to go up in the fog.
Don't you worry, Mrs. Milton. I've got you. And where you are, he'll be. You'll stay here under lock and key until you're wanted.
Too soon, and they'd find the panel.
Wait, before they come back. Through the opening and down the steps, they lead straight to the river bank.
Arthur.
Oh, darling.
Listen.
Aye. We've beaten them again, Cora Ann.
Oh, darling.
That was The Ringer by Edgar Wallace. The cast was as follows. Inspector Bliss, Stanley Groom. Wembury, Winsley Pithy. Colonel Walford, Donald Gray. Sam Hackett, Victor Maddon. Meister, Kenneth Kent. Cora Ann, Mavis Villiers. Mary Lenley, Joan Hart. John Lenley, Leslie Heritage. The ringer, alias Dr. Lomond, was played by Moultrie Kelso, while other parts were filled by Duncan McIntyre, Sam Kidd, and Harry Hutchinson. The pianist was Arthur Dooley, production by Archie Campbell.